Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Top stories, government shutdown. Also waiting on Hamas. Ceasefire, things seem to be moving along very, very well right now. So we will catch you up on that if we have any breaking news related to that. And, of course, we're coming off the big win. Go Gators beating top-ranked Texas 29-21. What a night Saturday night in the swamp. But right now, though, I want to speak with our Lieutenant Governor, Jay Collins, right now. Lieutenant Governor, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. Got a couple of days off I took last week and went up to the beautiful mountains of North Georgia and North Carolina and just rode my motorcycle around up there and just had a good old time.
That's fantastic, man. I'm glad you got away a little bit. Well, and sounds like you got back in time to enjoy some football, yeah?
I caught the Gators on TV up there, but yeah, yesterday I got to watch the Buccaneers win, so that was good. But this government, I came back thinking the government would be, you know, back open and everything would be rolling again, but it appears it's still shut down. How does that impact doing business as a lieutenant governor in the state of Florida?
Well, right now it doesn't impact us a whole lot, but let's just kind of unpack this whole thing. It's pretty frustrating. Again, the Dems, the left in D.C. especially, are showing that they are not serious about governance. They want health care for illegals. They want people with Medicaid to not have to have an income verification. This would add $1 to $1.5 trillion to our debt. I mean, goodness gracious, I don't even know what to say about it, man. It's just crazy. But, you know, right now it's fairly performative. October 10th is the next big date. That's when federal employees are going to get paid next. And then the 15th is when our military gets paid. You know, that's where this thing could potentially start to get serious. And look, I've been there when the military was at risk. It is incredibly frustrating. It's serious. And, you know, we got to stop doing this. I would love to see our federal government actually pass a real budget for once, not just kick the can down the road with the CR. Let's go in, let's balance it, let's do the hard work, and push this forward the way we're supposed to.
Man, well, any idea on when you think that you gave us two important dates? Any idea? Do you think that the Democrats will eventually play ball?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to because this is not a serious proposal. I think our members of the House are going to stand strong on this in the Senate. I do think that they're going to cave because nobody wants our military to not get paid, most especially, right? That is a real problem, and they're not pushing for anything serious. It's all far left liberal ideological nonsense.
Well, let's talk about Florida then. What kind of progress has been made on replacing or eliminating the property taxes that many of us have seen gone up exponentially through the years?
Yeah, so property taxes is the number one thing that I get talked about wherever I go. It's property tax followed closely by immigration. And, of course, we're going to keep pushing on both. But we should have a proposal here shortly So I'm not going to get over my skis and talk specifics. That's for the governor to do and launch when he is ready. But I can promise you this. We absolutely have to do that, whether it's in regular session or special session, as the governor has alluded to. It's something that everybody really wants us to do, because the fact is this. You know, there is so much when it comes to insurance and fuel prices and energy prices that's outside of what we can control. What we can control is property tax. That's the one lever we can adjust. And to really, truly own your home free and clear of the government, never have to pay property tax again for your homesteaded property, man, that is a amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. And that is truly the American dream, man. That's what we all want to see.
Absolutely. So you named immigration, named property taxes, two of the top priorities. But committee weeks in Tallahassee, people are going to be meeting. What do you think the other key issues that either are going to be or need to be addressed?
Well, I'm a big fan of deregulation. I tried to dig in and find ways to work on that whenever possible. But, you know, I'll go back to what I ran on the first time, what pretty much every single thing that I ran focused on. It's economy, it's education, it's safety and security in our community, and standing up for those who stand with us, i.e. our men and women of law enforcement, our men and women in the National Guard, active military, and their families. You are right over the target with 90% of our nation and our state if you are hitting those things. So let's talk about what we can do. You know, if anybody ever has spare time, I would challenge them to go in and look at the laws of our state. There's still a lot of things on the books that could come off that make no sense, that have been there for a long time and have no action. I think that's a great thing to do. Go through and clean up our books. I think you can go through and remove some regulation. One of the things that I hear a lot about is permitting within the counties, the wide variation in terms of what one county does versus the other. I know I've probably heard that 30 times over the last month, at least, from builders, from homeowners, people trying to do a project. It's very frustrating. That's something that I think we need to look into and clean up. Anything that helps us bring people in and build different sectors of our jobs now and in the future. So working with Alex Kelly in Commerce, I really think we got to get forward-leaning and continue to provide opportunity for our veterans, our first responders when they transition, but small businesses getting ready to stand up. That's really, you know, critical to where we want to go as a state. And then education, you know, we're a school choice state. I think it's something that we need to continue to stand up for and fight for. It provides opportunity to everybody, because there is no one-size-fits-all approach to education. But there's things that we can always clean up and make just a little bit neater, a little bit cleaner, a little bit more transparent. That's what we should do. Those are housekeeping bills. But then when it comes to law enforcement, man, we have to continue to put things on the books that hold people accountable, that clean up regulation, clean up law in any way we can, whether it's through legislation or whether it's through rulemaking. There's things we can do to help them do their job more efficiently. But I always like to remind people, there are men and women behind the badge. There are men and women behind the firefighters, the hose, and the gear they wear. And they have a family, they have friends, they have a whole life outside of that. And they need to be able to go home, be a mom, be a dad, take care of their family and loved ones, just like each of us. They just have a big job ahead of them during the day. So we owe them everything they need.
Let me ask you this. We've seen Florida grow. The COVID thing, we were free Florida. A lot of people came down here. A lot of people stayed. More people moved here. Basically, I guess my question is, I know we need some level of growth to be healthy economically in many ways, but how do we balance that growth and still maintain, whether it's the charm of the horse farms in Ocala or, you know, just some of the greenlands that we need to set aside?
Well, I agree with Governor DeSantis. We're not recruiting people to come here, and yet they come. You know, why is that? Because we're doing things as well as humanly possible, I think, in getting government out of the way. What we have to do is make sure we vote for the right people. You got to put people in place who espouse our priorities, not special interests, not anybody else. You know, what's going to make our community stronger and better? And for the love of God, man, we cannot let people take that crazy nonsense from the Northwest and the Northeast with them down to Florida, man. Don't New York or Florida.
Don't Californicate my state.
Amen.
All right, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, always a pleasure, sir, and look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Always, Bob. Have a good one, my friend.
You too.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.